We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Michael Irvin was on with Sean and RJ this morning, and Cut 21 Shippy here, he told you exactly how he feels week in and week out with the Dallas Cowboys.
This vacillating from love to hate is hard. You know, every Sunday I'm in divorce court with the Cowboys, but by Wednesday I'm back at the altar saying I do again. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin, and that is how I feel a lot of Tolos feel when it comes to the Cowboys. Every week, it's even if they won, people are like, hey, you didn't win in the right way. Yeah. So 877-881-1053.
That's why you never commit.
How do you handle a loss versus how you handle a win? Because, Kevin, obviously I'm staying positive with these Cowboys for the rest of the way here.
I just want to know how you lose.
I just want to know how you feel whenever you win, because I think people handle that differently too. But how do you feel whenever this team loses? What do you do? Kevin, you shut down. We had a chance, Shippy, to see Kevin after a loss. Was it A&M that lost in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
And we had that opportunity to watch that happen, and Colby thought it was hilarious.
I bet he did.
Because Colby, anytime somebody's suffering, Colby totally wants to prod you just a little bit more to see how far you'll take it. And so Kevin was not very happy the entire time. But Kevin, you kind of get down during a loss.
Yeah, and you can feel it coming over you during the game. And quite frankly, I quit paying attention to the end of the Bills game because the Cowboys were getting freaking stomped, and it was Thanksgiving, and I was with my family. And you know, usually I'll pay like cursory attention to them or pay more attention to them before it starts, but. You know, then the game gets going and you're locked in. But then finally I was just like, all right, I don't even care anymore. So I like went in, sat down with people for dessert and just didn't really pay attention to any of the nonsense that the Cowboys were trotting out there. And so that was one of my things. But I think it definitely, I get frustrated. That's why sometimes I don't like to watch games with people, because I like to yell and sometimes hit things like inanimate objects. And just kind of swear really loudly. And that's my process, especially if it's a game where like you're losing a lead or a game that you definitely should have won. Like, you know, A&M lost that lead to UCLA where UCLA came back and scored like 10,000 points unanswered. And so I like to yell and punch inanimate objects.
Oh, man. I'm not that violent with things. And I don't yell. I don't even yell during the game that much, mostly because my dog gets frightened whenever I clap now. And I guess over the last,
he would not do well if he was Garrett's pet.
Yeah, no, he would be terrified of being Jason Garrett's pet. I guess having kids for so many years too, like babies, I stopped getting loud during games because they were all asleep.
I woke my son up once when he was a kid during the NCAA tournament when someone hit a buzzer beater, a three-pointer. I was like, oh! And then I was like, crap.
Yeah,
and
no.
So then he woke up.
I'm the silent cheerer, I guess, during games because I don't want to make any noise. I don't want them to freak out and wake up because I need them to nap, baby. I need some nap time for daddy.
Oh, my God. You said that so creepily. From the 469, I have to watch by myself. From the 940, I was so mad I couldn't face my family. I just wanted to sit in silence. I was dating somebody when Duke lost a very terrible loss in the NCAA tournament, and she was, like, bothering me. Well, I thought she was bothering me, and I was like, you should probably just leave me alone right now. She was furious at that.
One of the things that I always love to see is the text from Colby when the Cowboys have been put in a bad situation, because it's a text that has a picture of a chair probably about 40 yards off into the field outside of his apartment complex, because he usually just throws a chair as far as he can. I guess I don't take it out on others, Kevin, and I don't take it out on.
I took it out on inanimate objects.
I don't take it out on I take it out on myself. So I usually drink during the game. Shippy's been there. We were at the Shark Club. By the way,
we'll
be at the Shark Club tomorrow for the entire day for 10 to 2. And we'll be having a party. It's a Cowboys watching place, man. Trust me. You're going to want to watch the big game between the Dallas team.
You could just say the Cowboys and the Bears.
Dude.
And the Bears tomorrow night. I drink during the game, but then if things go really bad, I start drinking heavier at the end of the game so that I can kind of black out by the time the game's over. And the Cowboys love to give you that last second, hey, we might be able to pull it off at the very end here. But I usually like to, so I take it out of myself, Kevin, by drinking heavily and blacking out. So that way, I guess, if I'm asleep on the couch, I can't get mad at anything. So there you go. So that's how I keep from being angry, Kevin.
All right. So this one, I think, is more representative of some of our old and probably still some of our current audience from the 214 massive bong rips to face when the Cowboys lose. From AJ, we went out and hunted pigs, got tired of watching them mess up. Man, I like having something more productive like that. I really wish that, like, when the Cowboys let me down, I went out and builded stuff. Built? There we go. Built stuff. That's how bad I can't even say it right. My house would be so awesome if every time the Cowboys let me down, I built a shelf or something. I could probably go into business selling rocking chairs or shelves or stuff because they perpetually let you down.
From the 501, I ground the kids and send the wife to her boyfriend's house after a loss.
Wait, what?
Wait, what's that last part?
Did you say the wife to the...
That's what this guy said. It's not me. I'm not sending my wife to her boyfriend.
Okay.
I want her to stay around. Who knows what she does while I'm asleep on the couch, but even still.
What?
I just assume that she's still sitting there watching something on her phone.
Oh, my God. From the 903, I productively take it out of my family like a good husband and father.
Assigning them chores and then working on getting the house cleaned up. And
So like your kid will be like, sorry, the Cowboys lost. Well, I'm sorry, you didn't do your homework. Like it would be something like that.
Or hey, Dad, I know the Cowboys just lost. Yeah, guess what? We're putting an addition on the house now. So here we go. Let's go do something productive.
From the 817, this person's probably smart. I turn the game off and watch Mrs. Maisel with the lady. New season coming out on Friday. Plus, that's a pretty good show. And
I'm really looking forward to it.
So, yeah. I
told you to watch that show. It's awesome.
I know. It is a good show. And maybe, like, see, that's what I need to figure out how to do. Is I need to figure out how to be more productive after the loss. Like, instead of just pouting or moping or whatever.
Use it.
Yeah.
Let the hate fuel you.
I know. And it does at work. Like, there's a couple of people that consistently troll me. And, like, they don't realize that just drives me to do even better radio. But, like, I need to do that in my personal life where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go buy a loved one a gift. Uh-huh. Or I'm going to write somebody a nice letter because of things like that. But I never do that. Instead, I'm like, everything is stupid and I hate everyone.
You need to start writing poems.
Oh,
nope.
I don't want to have, like, my fire burns as hot as ice melts or something stupid like that.
Wow, dude,
like,
you need to write that down.
Okay, I will not write that down.
I would
down.
Buy that poetry
dude,
book.
Yeah,
the guy who
too.
Ripped the bong was like, whoa, bro.
877-881-1053. You can text in right now. How do you handle things after a Cowboys loss? Or maybe it's the Rangers. Look, when Game 6 happened, when Nelson Cruz
dude.
Lost. We all felt that.
I definitely blacked out that night.
It was one of those moments where we all had to deal with it.
I would have been able to move on with my life.
Cope with it in our own way. From the 817, I drive to Kroger and cry in the parking lot. Kevin, have you cried in the parking lot yet?
No, just some people send in things.
Boston Market.
In what world do those people think we would read some of those, okay? There's a couple that I can't read at any time.
From the 817, I'm a Nebraska and Cowboys fan. My liver has barely been hanging on the past decade.
Man, I hope you're on a transplant list or something.
Yeah, try being a Mizzou and Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Somebody from the 817 said clean the house after a loss, and that's what I need to do. I need to meal prep for the rest of the week or clean the house or something. See, I like those kind of productive things. Shotgunning Miller Lights won't help me be a better person. Because
yeah, it will.
I'll just eat all the food and stuff instead of being more productive.
From the 817, you just made me upset bringing up the Nelly Game 6.
Yes!
From the, a lot of people are upset about that right now. Sorry about that. And then from the 817, all I have to say is thank God we have the Mavericks. Yes, the Mavericks are making you feel good about your sporting world right now, and they may never lose again. Unlike the Stars, who are on a four-game skid. And Kevin, after the game, one of the Winnipeg Jets players said, "I wish we could play against them for 82 games."
Patrick Laine.
82. I want all 82 against them because I would be always scoring. He said he would always score if he could just play against those guys, and that's how it works. And then Tyler
Seguin. We've had a couple people text in that that's what they do after the Cowboys lose.
What?
Score.
Always score.
Oh, man, scoring is a good way to go about it. It's a great way to handle your business. If you want to score something big, Kevin, here's what I suggest. Get ready to make a bid.
Oh,
get ready to call in at 877-881-1053 and bid on the KNC Masterpiece Bay at the Jared Sandler Swinging for a Cause event that's going to be going on this Sunday. Now, we're currently up at $1,500, right, Shippy?
That is correct.
So we're currently at $1,500. Kevin, G-Bag is at $1,400, and Sean and RJ are at $800. So we're destroying Sean and RJ right now.
Figures.
Yeah, we're just barely ahead of G-Bag. Here's what I threw out there today. And a lot of people are texting in, so they may not have heard it earlier, Kevin. If we beat Sean and RJ in the G-Bag Nation and you have outbid them, you are the bidder who outbids them, then you will get to spin the Wheel of Misfortune.
Whoa.
Not only will you get to spin the Wheel of Misfortune, you will also get to decide which of us pays off the Wheel of Misfortune. Which one of us will have to do it. If you want all three of us to do it, that's fine. We'll do it. But you get to decide who has to do it. If you have one person that you hate the most because they keep hating on Luka,
and maybe Dirk also.
Or they keep bringing up freaking Game 6.
Then you can decide that they have to pay off the Wheel of Misfortune. That's something that we're going to do. But also, I want to add into there. I got to figure out how to add this in. We also have a dinner at the porch, Kevin.
Yes. I'm actually looking at that right now. You go to 1053thefan.com. You can find everything you need for the Sandlot Charity and Swinging for a Cause. It's only at $210 right now.
That's a sweet deal right now. But this is for the kids, man. How do you want to make somebody that's competing in the Special Olympics, how do you want to make their life better? How do you want to give those opportunities to them so that they can compete in more events and win? And one of my favorite moments, Kevin, was the first year we did this Topgolf tournament. By the way, our Topgolf bay going to have Brian Broaddus, Mike Adams, and Craig Ludwig. It's known as the Party Bay.
Holy smokes.
A lot of people are saying it's the Party Bay already. But you know, the first time we did this, we had Bubba Franks in our bay. It was awesome to hang out with him. But one of the guys that was with Jared Sandler Swinging for a Cause with Special Olympics, he walked over and he had three medals that were hanging around his neck, and he was so proud of them. And he was talking about how he's won those in Special Olympics, and he never gets the opportunity to do that if they don't have the funding. It is because of things like what Jared's doing that allow them to go all over the country, that allow them to go compete in these events. But you should have seen his face about how proud he was that he had that medal, because that meant the world to him. So if you want to make a bid, 877-881-1053, you can make a bid on our bay. Or you can go to 1053thefan.com/sandlot and you can make a bid on the dinner at the porch. That's going to change somebody. It's going to make them very happy. And that's something that, you know, when we did Peace-a-thon, Kevin, we're a lot of the students that go to My Possibilities compete in the Special Olympics. They have their entire gym class. They work on getting guys ready and getting the girls ready to go compete in the Special Olympics. So this is something that we take near and dear to our hearts too, because it's something that we're always building up as we get along to Swinging for a Cause.
I believe I'm currently winning at least one, if not two, of the auctions.
Okay. Well, all right. Then did you bid on the dinner with us? Because
no.
I would totally accept that if that's
no,
the case.
No, I did not.
All you have to do, actually, Kevin, is just pay for dinner for me.
There's a Tonya Harding autographed ice skate on there. I'm just saying, like, you need to see the variety of interesting things that are on there.
From the 425, I don't believe you are sorry, Corey, because you keep bringing up Game 6. 6, and then somebody said they want me to get tased every time I say game 6.
That's
fair. Yeah. Can I do that?
That seems irresponsible for me to allow that to happen. From the
what's the price that would make it more responsible?
Now we're talking. Oh, give me an offer.
I just $2,500.
Keep going up.
$3,200.
Keep going up.
$4,100 for Dirk.
We need to start. What? $4,100 for Dirk? Okay, I gotcha. So every time I get tased, I get $4,100.
Guys, remember how when that happened?
Oh, no, I'm saying if the bay goes for $4,100, we can tase you.
Oh, no.
That was the deal that I was making.
Guys, remember when Sean Shreve got tased?
Stop. Okay, don't play that part.
James.
That could be you.